Before my Dhamma eye opened, all I could see was macro suffering. But now I can see nano suffering on a massive scale. Sometimes I don't want to look. Any words of advice and encouragement? Yes. How can I count the ways that I suffer? Yeah, and I think that's the whole point, really, as we turn our attention to Dhamma, because usually that the macro suffering is sort of seeing it out there and projecting it externally. The world is a place of misery and difficulty, blah, blah. But then as you develop some awareness, attention, discernment, you start recognizing, yeah, we're actually carrying it around with us. It's like Ajahn Chah telling one of his monks that you're suffering here, you're suffering at your kuti, you're suffering in the meditation hall. It's like monks have a monk's bag. And he said, it's like you got dog shit in your bag. And everywhere you go, you sit down and you say, God, it smells awful here. I gotta go somewhere else. And so you pick your bag up and go somewhere else. You're carrying it with you. That's the sort of pervasive kind of suffering that we carry around with us. And of course, that's what the practice is for really being able to understand that process and see that more clearly and recognize, but yeah, we can relinquish that. We can deal with it.